by the state. Officials in charge of U.S. Capitol security at the time of the riot blame faulty intelligence for failure to anticipate the violent mob responsible for the deadly uprising. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street, with the Dow up 49 points, the NASDAQ down 75, and the S&P is off a fraction. More details at srnnews.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed help. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners with simple payroll for 1 to 100 employees. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our little break from winter weather continues today. Wow, what a great string of days. Today, just about perfect. Lots of sunshine. The warming trend continues. High temperature today, middle 70s. The normal high is 64. Tonight, mainly clear, overnight low 50. Tomorrow, high temperature near or above 70. Clouds increasing during the afternoon, but we're dry during the day. Risk of showers late Thursday night. And there'll be some spotty showers around from time to time Friday and over the weekend. We'll be in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. If you measure your lawn by the acre, you need Kubota's number one selling diesel zero-turn mower. All-day comfort, year-after-year durability. However you measure your lawn, the ZD delivers. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
No doubt the holidays and all the rain we've had has taken its toll on your carpet. So, Peaches and Clean is offering a sweetheart of a deal for February. You get 2 rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for only $99. That's right, 2 rooms and a hallway clean by our certified professionals at Peaches and Clean for only $99. For those expensive Oriental rugs, Peaches and Clean has the area's only climate-controlled rug room. At Peaches and Clean, we take your health seriously. Our staff follows all CDC guidelines for your safety. If you live in the Montgomery Three County Metro, the Lake or Auburn Opelika areas, don't miss Peaches and Clean's February sweetheart of a deal. 2 rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Not good with any other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply.
Call us up at Peaches and Clean.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, who is a very busy man today. How are you, Ray?
I am good. I was afraid I missed y'all's phone call because my phone was blowing up on me. It's just been a day. I haven't called all the builders and go over pricing. And y'all got just a minute to explain something?
Yeah,
to
go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, if you're in the building world, you know that everything's going nuts with lumber.
Yep.
And doors and windows. Well, we're fixing to get hit with the same problem with vinyl, plank, laminate, and hardwood. So I cannot tell anybody what it's going to be 6 months from now, more or less a week from now.
Wow.
So our prices will be only good for 7 days.
Man, wow. Okay.
But what I'm doing to battle this is I am buying containers and a lot of it to try to keep pricing down. But yesterday I had a price increase on a T-mold. It goes from $20 and it went up to $100.
Wow.
The problem being that China is not importing anything to America. So we have all the containers. There's no containers in China.
I got you. Yep.
So a container in China used to cost $2,000. Now it costs $10 going up every day.
Ray, let's buy some containers and head on over.
Well, they're not sending the empty containers to China. So we cannot get any materials out of Asia.
Why are they not sending
China,
them back?
Japan. Because they're not buying anything from us.
Oh. Right.
And they're not going to ship an empty container.
Yeah.
So it's a problem that's going to hit big time.
Yeah, got to love trade wars. Well, I appreciate
forthcoming. Yeah, and it's just not us. It's
right.
Same with trying to buy a refrigerator.
Right.
Or a dryer, any appliance.
Yeah.
Because any part, if they have any parts at all coming out of Asia, they can't build the product.
Yep.
So that's what's going on. So if you're in need of a floor, especially a hard surface floor, and you're building, I'll buy the floor and hold it so we can lock pricing in.
Okay.
And store it. That's what we need to do.
So, folks,
so if you're looking for any kind of hard surface in the next year, we need to be talking now and buying it and hold on to it.
I appreciate you being that straightforward with the audience, because that's a big development. 285-8117. Is the number for Prattville Carpet. Call them today if you're thinking about this sort of improvement, even in the next year, as Ray just said. 285-8117. And be sure to tell the folks there at Prattville Carpet that you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray. Kind of sounds like we might be heading for a perfect storm, Joey.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Hey, electricians, Crosby Electric needs you. We're hiring electricians for construction and service work immediately in Central Alabama. You'll get industry superior benefits. We're family friendly. There's opportunities for career growth, and you'll be working with competent coworkers. And you can be home most nights before dark. The conversation is free. What do you have to lose? Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric today. That's Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's
done. License number 15033.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program.
Don't let anybody in the studio.
I know.
I shouldn't say I'm here. I mean, you did let anybody in.
Yeah, we got a dog in the studio.
Joey, I've been working out, trying to get better. You got to call me out like that.
Yeah, but we're friends. 272-9228. Jack, how you doing?
Jack?
Guess he's away from the phone. So let's go to Tiger. Hey, Tiger.
Hey, how you doing, Joe? I got a quick question for Jack.
please explain this gambling thing to me as far as the Forest Creek Indians are concerned, because my understanding is how is what they're doing on their land reflective of the state of Alabama? I thought they could have casino gambling if they choose to. So is it just that there would be, they would have a monopoly on it, nobody else could have it, and it would be only them? Because they can do it already, right?
Yeah, they have the right to.
I suppose there are certain rules and regs, I think, that come from the federal level that keep, if the state has certain standards, then they can't go surpass those standards. I think they could probably test that and go for it. But if we did a lottery, for instance, they'd go to full casino.
Right.
But the new bill that was proposed by Marsh that he's now sitting on for 2 weeks trying to, you know, massage so he can get the votes in both houses, that would actually grant some monopoly privileges to a lot of the Porch Creek Indians. Like, it does call for, like, a new facility.
But don't they already have the monopoly in that they don't need state permission because it's not state property. It's their own property, right? Because they have the treaty with the federal government.
Right, but they haven't
agreed. So it's almost like a different country, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Well, they have sovereign.
It's a pseudo-sovereign. Yeah. So it's this sort of triangle of what the feds say, what the Porch Creek Indians want to do, and what the state wants to do. And there's an agreement, I believe, right now. They could probably test it and go for full gaming right now. But because Alabama has a complete ban on gaming right now, for the most part, there's all these weird exceptions with the bingo, the electronic bingo. They've gone to that
level. It seems like a slot machine to me. I mean, I don't play it. But, Jack, let me ask you this. If they want to have blackjack, like, next week, could they have it?
I don't think
Jack's not on.
But right, yes, now they can.
It's they just can a, have
an
it?
Agreement with
okay.
I wouldn't be that definitive about it. I think there's an argument over what is the level of state rules.
And, okay, I guess I got to read up on it.
Yeah.
The state rule is they can't gamble, right?
Yeah, nobody can.
Right.
Yeah.
But what do we do at casinos?
What are we doing?
Right. Now, I can see with the Victory Land type because they don't have that pseudo-sovereign land, but I think the Indian casino, they can do a lot more. I mean, there's a lot there that says they can grow and sell marijuana. Any casino or any Indian land casino in any state.
Yeah, they can have peyote. I mean, they can.
What
I mean,
are they
it's there.
For that?
I don't know. It's that's what I'm asking. I'm trying to find out from you, bro.
It's
that's
the leverage like that they're holding over the state. That's what it is. That's okay. Just my opinion now. But if I'm the state and I don't want gambling, that kind of gambling, I go to the casino and say, okay, I'll let you do all the bingo you want. Just don't pull out the big guns, and in return,
but they don't
they
have
say,
to get permission from the
no,
state,
they don't.
Right? What goes
but,
on there has absolutely nothing to do with the state, so
correct.
They don't need permission.
But if the state says if you do this, we will let you guys have this monopoly.
But don't they already have the monopoly?
They do, yes.
Because the state shut down Victory Land, they could shut down the Birmingham casino. I mean, not the Birmingham, but the Birmingham race course too. But they can't. They have no sovereignty over the lands that the Native Americans have gotten through the treaties, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So I think they already have the monopoly.
They do have the monopoly, but if they want to continue the monopoly
and expand it,
yeah,
beyond their land,
I honestly don't see what's holding them back, other than just a small, well, lobbyist. My bad.
Okay, hey, Roger that.
Hey,
all right. Then.
Are you aware of why hasn't the Porch Creek? Why haven't they gone for full gaming already? With it, no bill, like say nothing happens here, and no lottery bill is passed. Why are they sticking to just bingo games, to the bingo slot machine, so to speak?
You know, I do not have an answer to that, but I can give you one before the hour ends.
That'd be
right,
awesome.
And I was trying to look that up. I feel like there is a bit of a gray area in terms of the law. Like, they maybe could push their...
Let me send somebody in the know, the question.
Because it seems to me the current status quo is we're going to stick to the electronic bingo unless the state moved into a bigger space. So they were going to go full, say, casino gaming if we went into a lottery, was my understanding. Instead, we're trying to expand it all sorts of places, but we'll see where this goes. 272-9228. 272-9228. Debbie, welcome.
Hey. How are you on this beautiful day?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's not about gambling, but I did want to ask you, let you know that I was reading something today about the Attorney General, Surgical General, the American Surgical General.
The Surgeon
Adams.
General, yeah.
Yes, thank you. And he came out and said that there were some studies done, little research, scientific research, in a few different areas, over 9,000 people, that showed that wearing masks did not make a difference in whether you got the COVID or not. And he suggested that the regular people, like me, not to wear a mask. Now, he's...
Who is this? I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt. Who is saying this?
The Adams, the Surgeon General.
He was the old Surgeon General under the Trump administration.
Right. And he's basically thinking that it's actually creating more harm than good.
Well, I think that there was an initial, early COVID stuff that said that where Fauci said, don't make a run on mask. But I am, I would be very wary of anyone who says don't wear a mask. Wearing a dirty mask is a bad idea. Mm-hmm. There's been studies about how terrible it is to continue to reuse a mask.
And maybe that's why he's saying that, because you got to consider when this first came out, the idea was you're not supposed to wear the same mask more than 2 hours.
Well, it's...
Now, this was something that was said on... And I worked in the hospital, and when you went into isolation, you never touched your mask, ever. You put your gloves on, your gown, then your mask. You never touched it with your bare hand, ever.
We have the trouble with children. My children chew on the inside of their mask. That is incredibly, incredibly dangerous. The moisture...
And I know... My grandson's already had several sinus infections since we've been doing this mask mandate.
Make sure his mom and dad know to make sure he's not licking his lips inside his mask.
He's a teenager.
Even better. But that's where the trouble comes from in mask. Cannot go unsaid enough. Nurses in surgical environments wear a mask all day, every day, and have for a long time.
And they know how. Like I said, we never touched our mask at all.
Yeah.
Now you put them in your purse, you put them in your pocket, you put them in your backpack, you put them on the blinker of your car.
I've got one sitting right
and they're worn,
yeah.
And they're worn all day long, and then you get a chance to wash them that night. Well, by that time, you've already breathed in a whole lot of bad stuff.
So the trick good hygiene with a mask, as with anything else in life.
But Debbie, hold on. Jerome Adams is no longer the Surgeon General. When did this come up? When did you see this? Why are you bringing it up today?
I saw it today, but it's probably one of those that runs through. But the article basically was rewritten because he includes the CDC, Fauci, WHO, and a few others in what they say. And then he comes down to that one. So it wasn't like it was just one particular person that this article is talking about. But anyhow, that's basically what I was saying, is that I find it very interesting how different people in our science community cannot agree on that. And I'm personally not one for a mask. I think that it's doing a lot of harm. I've been seeing my grandkids get sick a lot more because of it. So personally, I know how to wear a mask. If I wear a mask properly, I'm sure it does help. But the, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of it, but the highfalutin mask that has the little, ventilator on the side.
The N95.
Yeah, they said that one does not prevent anybody from spreading it because it goes straight out that little.
You're talking about Valve mask.
Yeah, Valve.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that all this was in the article I read.
Okay.
It covered all of that. But I just think that after, you see studies being done that show no evidence that it is helping, that maybe we could at least listen to that part of it.
Well, here's my understanding of all of the response to COVID-19 and the pandemic. that you can look at mass studies that compare states, they compare countries, and they assess the different degrees and magnitudes of non-pharmaceutical interventions. So that could be lockdowns, that could be curfews, that could be mask mandates, it could be all sorts of stuff like that, restrictions on business. Different states and different countries have had different levels of those non-pharmaceutical interventions. It seems that the virus spreads on a fairly consistent course, no matter the degree of non-pharmaceutical intervention. Now, therapeutic interventions, certain pharmaceutical treatments, certain treatments by doctors, now that we're getting the vaccine put in place. And, you know, you bringing this up, to me, it's a bit old news what Adams and Fauci and folks said months ago. But Fauci did say recently, well, I'm not sure even after you get the vaccine, you should probably still wear a mask. It's like, it won't go back to normal yet. And it's like,
I'm all about firing Fauci.
Yeah. Time. What the hell are you doing, Fauci? Appreciate it, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie.
272-9228. Yeah, the mixed messaging, it's not scientific.
Why does it surprise you? He's a government.
He's the highest paid government employee, yes. Apparently.
But he's a buffoon.
Well, he ended up, I found an article where he retracted his early skepticism, saying, right. saying when we learn better, we do better. Mm-hmm. And he's apologizing for earlier statements. And I, again, not having the article in front of me that she's referencing.
I'm sorry, the war on COVID will go down just like the war on drugs, like the war on poverty, like a lot of our wars abroad. It'll be more expensive than they told us it would be. It probably won't actually solve the problem. And after we screw it up every which way, you know, it'll run its course and we'll figure it out and get back to normal.
Well, here's where I am. When the majority of people the majority of at-risk people have their shots, then it is time for us to start really evaluating the other things. We're right in the height of figuring out how to get these shots effectively and get them to the right people. Again, I heard on my way over here the Veterans VA giving shots.
Chantilly. Yeah.
There you go. So go do that. As we get those people vaccinated, I was and I know I was one of the few conservatives, I was okay with the mask mandate. But if this continues after shots are done, I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind.
Right, because it seems like a lot of folks are trying to make this about control and certain other agendas, not just, you know, solving the problem. There's 300-something days since 15 days to stop the spread.
Well, there's been a lot of conversation about why is Biden in a room full of people who have all had shots still right. double masking.
Right.
And it is performance art at
yes.
this point. It is a look at how it's a value. What do they call it? Virtue signaling.
Yeah.
I am so good. I will double mask even though it's completely unscientifically necessary. The better ones are the ones who's had COVID, had the vaccine, and still double mask. I'm like, what are you trying to prove?
272-9228. Let's go to Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey there. I'm sorry to take it back to gambling.
Sure.
But my understanding was, this was went all the way back to when Don Siegelman was trying to put the lottery in. And of course, they were the Porch Band of Indians were jumping on it then, too. That, even though the reservations, as they call them, is federal land, they can only have what the state has as far as gaming goes.
That's what I was and just that, texted.
Yes, that's what I thought was the case.
When Don Siegelman put the lottery to the vote and it did not pass, the Indians were wanting that to pass, because when the lottery goes in, the lottery was on the same level of gaming as table games.
Yeah, Class C, yes.
Right, Class C, right, exactly.
And so it seems like they upped into the electronic bingo when Victory Land and Green Track and other places were able to get it through at a local level.
Right. So I think that the reservations and the Indians can only have what the state allows.
That is correct.
And that's what I was trying to get at. That's not because something the state did. It's a combination of what the state rules are and what the feds say in terms
right,
of that treaty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to try that or get around that, then that has to be done through federal court, is was my understanding.
That's why I was hesitating when Eddie, you were saying that so outright. They're pseudo-sovereign, so there is still a lot of control at the federal level. It's a gray area. It can always be tested and litigated.
I just remember how many years they kept telling the Wetumpka Indians they weren't building that casino, and the Wetumpka Indians kept laughing at them, said, okay, we're not building a casino. And lo and behold, we've got a five-story casino out there. So they might have rules and all these agreements, but I know this. If the Indians want card gambling, they can do it tomorrow, and they'll put the middle finger in all of our faces.
De facto, you're probably right about that.
And here's the thing. Now, the machines that are in the casino now, they are still electronic bingo machines because they look like slot machines, but in the bottom corner or either in the top corner, they have an electronic bingo card. And every time you punch that button or make it go, it puts a blotter on a portion of the bingo card.
I dig it.
So I mean, you know, that's what they quote-unquote call electronic bingo.
Right.
And so that's what the Indians are doing right now. And I think the reason that's the only thing they're doing is because of the state law thing.
Well, I appreciate it, Kyle. Thank you for bringing that clarity. Right. Thank you, sir.
Take care, Kyle.
Have a good one.
272-9228. Folks, this is part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. I know a lot of folks take, you know, being able to walk around their balance for granted, but if you've had an accident or any sort of medical emergencies, and as you just get older, you can't stand up and walk like you used to, and you might not even realize that you're favoring one side, that certain types of vision issues might, you know, put you off balance and the risk of falling. And especially as you get up there in age, that is a risk. And you might not even know that you're starting to teeter one way or another. Several things can cause imbalances. Like I said earlier, vision issues. Say you're starting to get that foggy vision, or maybe you did have a minor stroke and your peripheral vision isn't quite there. But also inner ear issues can cause hellish problems for balance. And also support issues with your knees and ankles. And they're at Physical Prattville. They have the tools and the methods to test out where your balance is, what is causing the imbalances, then have state-of-the-art methods to get you back standing up straight, walking with extra confidence and peace of mind. I mean, some of the coolest things they have are the virtual reality testing and then games, and they're not just games for the fun of it, but you're playing games to fix whatever problem it is. Maybe it's an inner ear problem. They have games for that. Maybe it's an ankle or lower back problem. They have games that can essentially work you out and engage in the physical therapy that way. So call up Physical Prattville, spelled in a funky way but a great way, FYZICAL, Physical Prattville. Call up Don Sexton, the physical therapist and owner over there today, at 595-9990 and ask about a free balance test. Yes, free. You want to check this out. If you or a loved one is having issues with balance or walking in a confident way, well, call up Don Sexton at 595-9990 and ask about that free balance test. And be sure to tell her that Joey from News and Views sent you. We'll be right back with more News and Views from 9 till noon. I believe we should be having Rick Pate stop by the studio any moment.
Okay,
now.
Good deal.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it. You can trade it in. Or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week. So come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility. Unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they've forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. Once again, it's underway now and ends at 11 a.m. February 25th. Do not miss this one-time-only online auction event of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant in Epps. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. In studio with me for Legislative Matters, April Marie Fogle.
Hello, all.
And now let's invite in our special guest, Commissioner Rick Pate, Agricultural Commissioner. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you having me here with you.
I think we met each other in passing, and I've been promoted since, but I was producing the land show downstairs.
Oh, absolutely.
You talked to Dave and Johnny one day.
Guys.
They really are. So how are you fitting in and to the role of commissioner? Big shoes to fill there.
Yeah, John McMillan done a great job, but it's been, I've enjoyed it, felt like we're doing important stuff there, so it's really like I've been two different jobs on that first year where it's mostly going around meeting people and giving a lot of talks and talking about agriculture, and then the second year dealing with COVID, and of course, you know, almost immediately Homeland Security designated the food supply chain as being critical, and so that gave us a lot of ability to protect a lot of the industries, and then then you run into shortages, there's no meat, and so people at the time stockyards were closing because we'd gotten COVID in the meat packers in the West, and so they bottled up the whole supply of cattle, so cattle prices were plummeting and there was no meat at the same time, so there was lots of phone calls asking what in the world's going on, how could those two events be happening at the same time, and but anyway, we just felt like we had to keep the message out there that our food supply was safe, and it probably was safer during COVID because it was moving so much faster,
right.
And that's a lot of times the problem with food, and but it was abundant and certainly sustainable, and that's what because we know now that people were buying about 40% more than they're normal, and so the system's not made for that kind of surge, and so yeah, it just took us a while to catch back up, and I knew we would.
Well, I mean, certainly baptized by fire. Like, your first year, and there are a few other elected officials, their first year really on the job is with this pandemic, and there's a lot to take on more than a normal year for sure. And I'd imagine, when Homeland Security gets involved and the feds get involved, I mean, what Alabama produces really goes into international supply chains, right?
Right, and agriculture in general is one of our big exports. And right. So, yeah, without that sort of, even though we have an imbalance there, agriculture definitely helps. But, that's one thing you could say it's really about agriculture in the United States. I'd read an article that we ran out of cotton swabs and waiting on a ship to come in from China and more. Yeah, we never had to wait on a foreign country to feed our people, and I knew it'd be sustainable. I'd tell people, you can empty that Piggly Wiggly out, and I'll fill it up next week. I'll fill it up next month. Fill it up next year. America is food sustainable, and that was never. I think a lot of people, the first time that in other countries, you think about people running out of food or standing in line to get food or going right. there, but in America, we just probably had never experienced that, and I think hopefully. People will appreciate that whole supply chain.
Well, and what do you see as, say, let's divide into two, short-term issues, plans, things you're looking at, and then sort of the long view. I know that as the population on the entire globe, we're part of a globe and these global supply chains, a lot of investment and a lot of increase in production will be needed as populations grow, right?
Yeah, and so we're coming off a really good year. And so I hate to say every farmer, but every good farmer should have made money last. We really had record yields in cotton, corn, soybean, peanuts, really. Even though we had those storms in the fall, and they probably kept us from having really record yields, still we had really prices now are good. The transition now is to the Biden administration. And so a lot of what we do is led by USDA, EPA, FDA. And so a lot of our relationships, in fact, I was on the phone yesterday with the director of APHIS, which is Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. And, I think yesterday they were supposed to confirm Vilsack as Secretary of Agriculture. I think that happened. But anyway, we'll start as he puts his team together. I feel fortunate the Ag Commissioner in Virginia, who I got to be friends with, has been appointed Deputy Secretary of Agriculture. So the second person in line I have a personal relationship with. And so hopefully, we're waiting on that. I don't know how. We know there's going to be more toward conservation and less toward production agriculture, and we'll just see how that plays out.
Well, and you would hope, and unfortunately this isn't the case, but you would hope on something this straightforward, and it's not straightforward, it's a very complicated, complex industry, but I mean straightforward in the sense that we need to produce food, we need to produce all agricultural products, we need to get them to the American people, into the world, sell it, make money for the American people. You would think politics wouldn't be injected into that. But it is, unfortunately.
Well, the good thing is agriculture in some regards flourishes under Democrats and Republicans. It is not because some of the programs, whether it's flood insurance or some of the payment programs are supported by Democrats, too. Obviously, it's the whole SNAP programs in the Farm Bill, and that's by on purpose that those things are combined. And so, I think agriculture's just got to make sure the Democrats and those people that are really concerned about the environment understand how good agricultural practices are now and how much they've evolved over the last 20 years or so, and how much thought is put into the health of the soil and the air and the water. And that old picture that maybe y'all are too young, but when I was a kid, about people using chemicals that had a long-lasting effect in the soil or the air, it just doesn't go on anymore. Right. So anyway, a lot of times we know the science is behind us, and I think sometimes we don't get our message out.
Well, and I think it came up when the Democrats were all running against each other at the national level in the presidential primary, when Bloomberg threw his hat in, and he kind of made this comment like an elitist, you know, looking down his nose like, oh, you throw some seeds in the ground, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, no, I think when it comes to...
A little more goes into it than that.
Well, and it really, some of the most advanced technologies are being brought to bear in this industry, like with even AI, I believe, and machine learning, all sorts of stuff's going
on. Well,
right?
And a lot of that's the reason it's so much better for the environment, right? So people, I hate to even start talking about GMOs, but people have this picture of GMO, but really, so we've tweaked cotton plants so it doesn't get this certain bacteria. So because it doesn't get the bacteria, we're not making 20 or 6 trips across the field, disturbing the soil, putting pesticides out and or fungicides out. And so it's so much better. And then we're so much more productive. So we're actually disturbing so much less soil because we're able to use fewer acreages. And that's really the story of American agriculture. We just keep becoming more and more efficient. We're producing more with fewer acres and fewer inputs. And yeah, but we just got to do a better job of telling our story.
Right. And well, and it is, it's one of the great things about Alabama. I mean, you're talking about it, it's one of our lead exports to the entire globe.
Right. Not just Alabama, but yeah, the whole country. But yeah, our timber industry, you know, you take that southwest part of the state, I mean, that's supported really by the timber industry. And we've had lots of major announcements about plants opening up. And still, I've heard statistics for the last 20 or 30 years, we've been planting 1.1 tree for every one we cut down. And so there again, it was just bad storytelling that we believe you need to save a piece of paper. You don't need to do that. We're never going to run out of paper. Nobody's cutting down old growth trees. I mean, they're pines, and it's good for the economy. And yeah, we're not even, I saw the other day, we could not plant another pine tree in Alabama for 50 years and we'd still have enough. And so
my allergies would still kill me if you don't plant another one.
But yeah, just hadn't told our story well.
Well, and it's a shame, Jack Campbell, my co-host, dropped off the phone here. He's invited you on. I'm very happy he did.
Okay, hold on. Alabama is known as the peanut capital of the world.
Yeah.
Your office just tweeted this. This is news to me.
My office?
Yes.
Yeah, Rick, you have an office. I don't know if they made you
aware of that. No, I knew I had an office. I just didn't know they were tweeting. I didn't know I had a tweet account.
Well, your personal Twitter account needs some love. Can I just say that? Because I was just tweeting your personal account, and there's, like, nothing there. But then I found that your office has an account. Also not so strong, but in there, one of the last tweets was the U.S. Agriculture tweeted you guys that the state of the week is Alabama, known as the peanut capital of the world. Alabama also has the third largest timber acreage in the U.S. behind Georgia and Oregon.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I didn't bring any notes, or I could just things like that, too. But we are second in the nation in peanut production, yeah, and we're real proud of that. And you take that, if you drew a radius around sort of Houston County down there and went into Florida and Georgia, that area, I forget because I don't have any notes, but it's a huge percentage of
the peanuts
are grown right in that area.
Well, here, let's hit a quick break, and then we'll get Jack back on the phone here.
Yeah,
and,
you better get back on.
We'll be right back with more with Commissioner Rick Pate after
this. Just a good old boy. never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they've forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our little break from winter weather continues today. Wow, what a great string of days. Today, just about perfect. Lots of sunshine. The warming trend continues. High temperature today, middle 70s. The normal high is 64. Tonight, mainly clear. Overnight low 50. Tomorrow, high temperature near or above 70. Clouds increasing during the afternoon, but we're dry during the day. Risk of showers late Thursday night. And there'll be some spotty showers around from time to time Friday and over the weekend. We'll be in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
When you see a yellow spot inside your house on the roof, you have big problems, folks. Right now, C&G Roofing is offering something special for the month of February only. $250 off credit. That's right. You can credit it to your deductible, or you can upscale your shingles if you'd like. C&G Roofing. Listen, things get slow during February. They're wanting to say thank you for the many, many years you've used them. Call them today. C&G Roofing, 313-3958.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark, and on the phone with us, we got Jack Campbell. How you doing, sir?
How you doing?
And say hello to Commissioner Rick Pay here.
Hi, Ricky.
Hey, Jack, man, you invited me, and then I get here, and you're not here, not on the phone. I thought, yeah, he's...
You worried to set up?
I'm the phantom.
You're the phantom.
I'm the phantom.
For what it's worth, he stands me up all the time. Hi, Jack, I miss you. Uh-huh.
I miss you, too. How you doing?
We were discussing peanuts when he first came on. I was reading his tweets, which he didn't know he tweeted, but yeah.
Yeah.
What did you discover about peanuts?
Well, according to the tweet, it says that the state of the... This is from the U.S. Agriculture. That the state of Alabama is known as the peanut capital of the world. And I told him when I was in grade school, for whatever reason, our school actually had a little, like, peanut. We grew peanuts. That's what we did. We had, like, a little farming club. Like, I think FFA, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We had a little, you get a little blue jacket.
Yeah, we had a little FFA club and grew peanuts. And I, like, it was a, I literally saw that tweet and then I thought, I haven't thought of that in so long because, you know, I'm 100 years old. And so it's been a while since I grew some peanuts.
Did you have your FFA jacket?
I did. I had to.
That's a good FFA jacket.
I had the whole, it was a situation. We used to go to the little fairs, you know, and look at the pigs.
They're real active now. Yeah, FFA. I didn't grow up in FFA, but yeah, they do a lot of theirs. You can tell where there's good ag teachers. They have a real active FFA. But I mentioned you saying something about 100 years. So what are the things y'all wouldn't say? What are the responsibilities as ag commissioner? Well, one of the responsibilities is this past year was the 100th anniversary of the Boll Weevil Monument down in Enterprise. And so, of course, no 100-year anniversary could go uncelebrated in the state of Alabama. And so it was like Katie Britt with BCA and all the senators and all the representatives.
That wasn't tweeted about, I don't think.
And it must have been 5 degrees that night. And I remember Katie sitting up there, and she was, of course, dressed so pretty and everything, because she was a keynote speaker. And she just froze. I had my overcoat behind my chair. And so I'd gotten up and done my part with just my regular clothes. But then I'd reach back, put that overcoat. But I
Yellowhammer did a story on it. There it is, December 10th.
I felt so bad for Katie. Yeah, but we still talk about Rhett Marcus, the representative down there. Every time we see each other, we talk about, man, dedicating that Boll Weevil monument.
I'm looking at it. That is something
else.
Yeah,
they went back and replayed how it got... You know, the transition was made from cotton to peanuts, and the whole story behind it had singers and actors and
driving through there, if no one...
They recreated the Boll Weevil cotton situation?
The first guy that...
Well, I almost let that one go.
Lord.
But it was nice. I'm not throwing off on them, and I appreciate them including me. But
so you mentioned earlier that one of the things that you're hoping to do is just tell the story better of what's going on with the state. I mean, my question is, how can I help? How can people help get the story out and get the word out about what's going on with Alabama?
Well, you know, it's difficult because, like with GMOs, you realize you can ruin the science behind it. You really, if you could talk to a person that'll follow your logic, but then on some emotional level, you lose them, and it doesn't matter what the truth or science behind it. And there's other issues like that. You can't convince the emotional side of people, and people have been fed so much bad information on TV and social media, but anyway, we just have to keep doing it. And like I said, this crisis this past year with the food supply, and I think will make people more aware. It certainly drove people to buy local. And in Alabama, we had stood up about a year and a half ago, Sweet Grown Alabama, as a branded name for Alabama-produced stuff. And it was just a godsend because, everybody was looking for local during this and wanting to know more about the food. And that's something that I think's healthy. It's people are wanting to know the farmer that grew the food or wanting to know the cattleman that, you know.
Farm to table.
And so we're trying to stand up as much produce, vegetable, fruit in Alabama as we can. We're not a huge state in that. Florida and Georgia both just eclipse us in the amount they have, and that's good for them, but we want to grow that part and sort of fill that niche, and I think all of that helps. We actually just made a deal with, I think, four different Renfro's here in Montgomery's that we're going to go in to their stores and play some local stuff with the brand and Sweet Grown and try to get some data back about how much that helps their sales. But we've seen surveys that people, the consumer, I'm told not to say housewife, say consumer.
you can call me a housewife. It does not offend me.
No, I don't use that word anymore. The consumer will select local over non-GMO. They'll select local over organic.
Yeah.
And that surprised me because you think people will pay so much more for organic.
The amount of money I spend on honey just to get local honey to help my allergies is just silly.
Well, and then when you go by, say, a farmer's market, and the farmers are there, you can get strike up a conversation about what they're doing, or the proprietor of a given farmer's market, and you really do get. I remember, you know, back when I was producing that show, Dave would go on about Stone Mountain tomatoes. He would go on and on about it, and then you know you learn about like. Heritage hog farms. There's a lot of unique things to Alabama. And I think, yeah, if you get it at the consumer level, you can really tell the story right there when they're purchasing.
Well, and we've got some famous tomatoes in our own state. Slocum tomatoes down in Davie County, and then some Sand Mountain tomatoes up there. And so, yeah, so we want people. But I think what we want to do is have you ask that, Stan, is that something you grew? Because that's not always the case. You stop on the side of the road, and there's a guy there peddling watermelons, and I think it's appropriate if there's not a sweet-grown Alabama sign on it to say, did you grow these watermelons, or did they come out of Mexico, or did they come out of California 3 weeks ago? Because just because somebody's selling them on... at a, doesn't it? Now, if you're a certified...
I never would have thought to ask that.
If you're... We certify real farmers markets where farmers have to sell in those things, but it doesn't mean everything you... That's, we can't copyright that name, farmers market, because it's so widely used. Yeah. But we do certify real farmers markets, and we've got lists of those, and you can certainly ask that farmers market, or you are certified. And that'll assure you those products were grown by the people selling them.
Well, and I appreciate the gentle correction, Sand Mountain tomatoes. You're right. But the when you think about younger folks who maybe, and I know the, like I'm a graduate of Auburn, but I'm from BS and Poli Sci, but I know they had incredible departments there. Do you think there are good job opportunities? And if people want to make careers of it?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, people are making money, I believe, farming now. Of course, this last year certainly wasn't typical with government programs and payments and whatnot. But prices are good right now. But there's so many allied fields. And so you see a lot of people, you know, go to Auburn and study agriculture and then be in ag banking. We've hired a couple of ag communication majors lately. So, yeah, there's certainly a demand. And really, I've heard other than engineering, there's no college at Auburn that has more scholarships. And so a lot of people that want to study marketing might study ag marketing because there's a little more. But, yeah, so, yeah, I think there is.
Well, and I know we got to get out of here in just a second. I wasn't going to ask this, but one of our other sponsors, Ray Bowles, is Prideville Carpet, and he was talking about how he's worried about prices going up because the Chinese are not doing business quite well. Are you seeing any disruptions lately? I mean, this is just coming to my attention now. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I've just heard that from him that they're having supply issues with the Chinese. Are you seeing anything like that?
Well, you know, that phase one deal that the Trump administration did really helped. And so, yeah, when all that steel and aluminum tariffs came in, there was that interruption there. But the government, to their credit, sort of stepped in with some market facilitation payments over the last couple of years that helped with to cushion that. And then now that the phase one agreement, they hadn't met all their goals, but... You know, to get down to it, they got to have some of our products. I mean, corn, soybeans, they can say, well, we won't buy from you. We'll buy from Brazil. Well, but Brazil's already got so much, and if they're going to funnel all over China, somebody's got to have those Brazil soybeans. And you know, people don't realize, like in Alabama, we grow a fair amount of corn, but we still have to import 40% of the corn into the state because the poultry industry is so large that we need all of our corn, and we still can't meet the needs of our poultry industry. So a lot of this stuff is sort of all intertwined, and so they had some problems with some hog disease over in China. It killed a lot of hogs, and so there was a brief period where they didn't need the corn, didn't need the soybeans quite as much, but now I think it's back on.
Well, if folks want to get in touch with you, want to learn more about what's going on in the state, how can they do so?
Well, I'd certainly call our office. It's 334-240-7100. If we can ever help you about anything ag-related or otherwise, just give us a call. And, yeah, I'm easy to reach. They pretty much put everybody right through to me.
Oh, how fun is that? They also have a Twitter account
Don't go on that.
I agree with you.
I think we update our Facebook. Like us on Facebook.
Well, I wasn't in a position to give endorsements.